What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 27th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ChipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. You'll receive one free month of AWESOMO plus Platinum. You'll also receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100 on that initial deposit. We have a 13-game MLB slate tonight. As usual, we're going to take a look at three of the top tournament stacks and three of the top tournament pitchers on FanDuel using the Top Stacks tool and the Top Pitchers tool on the AWESOMO.com website. Starting with the top three tournament stacks, number three, the Houston Astros are taking on Chris Flexen tonight in Seattle. They have a 4.5 implied run total, 3% projected ownership, 5% chance of being the top scoring offense, 2% chance of being the top value offense, 116 WRC plus for the Astros, 180 ISO. They've been one of the most productive offenses in baseball. Flexen has only struck out 16.6% of hitters this year. He has a 4.84 xFIP, and he's allowed 1.87 home runs per nine innings. Sets up as a very nice spot for the Astros at low ownership. Number two, the Baltimore Orioles taking on Garrett Whitlock tonight in Fenway Park. This is a difficult matchup for the Orioles. Whitlock's been very good this year, 29% strikeout percentage, 3.15 xFIP. He has allowed 1.1 home runs per nine innings, but Baltimore doesn't have a ton of power in their lineup, only a 126 ISO on their active roster, 92 WRC plus. That said, they are affordable. They have a 9% chance of being the top value stack, 4% projected ownership, and a 6% chance of being the top scoring stack. Also, the aggregate numbers for Baltimore's offense are a little bit misleading, and that's evident when you look at who's actually in their lineup. Towards the top of the order and in the middle of the order, they're really not bad. We already have their lineup out. Cedric Mullins, Trey Mancini, Anthony Santander, Austin Hayes, Adley Rutschman, Ryan Mountcastle, 1-6. All of these guys can certainly do plenty of damage at the plate. Rougned Odor hitting seventh. He's actually been hitting well recently, but certainly has been a below average hitter over recent seasons. Ramon Urias, Jorge Mateo leave a bit to be desired, but this really isn't as bad of a lineup as those numbers make it out to be. Certainly still a dangerous spot. A tough spot against Whitlock, but not much ownership here, pretty cheap price tags, and a little bit more power than they get credit for. And number one, the Colorado Rockies, another below average offense, 95 WRC plus, 146 ISO, but they are taking on Aaron Sanchez tonight in Washington. He has certainly struggled this year, 10.7% strikeout percentage for Sanchez, 4.63 xFIP, 1.63 home runs per nine innings, and the Rockies are projected for about 5% aggregate ownership, with a 7% chance of being the top scoring stack and a 6% chance of being the top value stack. Now, looking at the top three tournament pitchers, number three, Trevor Rogers, $8,200 price tag, taking on the Atlanta Braves. Rogers' strikeout numbers aren't as good this year as they were last year. He struck out 20.9% of hitters with a 4.16 xFIP, but last year he had a strikeout percentage in the upper 20s. It wouldn't be shocking if you do see this number tick up as the season goes on. Atlanta's been above average offensively with a 103 WRC+, but they also have a 26.9% strikeout percentage, so there is plenty of upside here for Rogers, and Atlanta's also been a bit banged up. We don't have their starting lineup yet, but shouldn't be Ronald... Not expected to be Ronald Acuna tonight. Marcelo Zuna was a late scratch yesterday, so he may or may not be in lineup. Certainly could be a situation where Atlanta's lineup leaves a little bit to be desired, and it makes Rogers look even a little bit better. Number two, Alek Manoah, $10,200, taking on the Los Angeles Angels. They've been the most productive offense in baseball with a 128 WRC+. They have a 179 ISO. It's clearly a very difficult spot for Manoah, and he's not cheap either, but he's only projected for 1% ownership, 1% chance of being the top value pitcher, but a 5% chance of being the top scoring pitcher. Manoah has struck out 22.3% of hitters with a 3.79 xFIP so far this season. And number one, Carlos Carrasco, $8,300 price tag, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies have been above average with a 106 WRC+, but they also have a 24.2% strikeout percentage that suggests there is some strikeout upside here for Carrasco. He has struck out 20.5% of hitters so far this year. That number does leave a bit to be desired, but he has a very respectable 3.58 xFIP as well. He's only projected for 2% ownership with a 3% chance of being the top value pitcher and a 5% chance of being the top scoring pitcher. So to recap, the top three tournament stacks, number three, the Houston Astros, number two, the Baltimore Orioles, and number one, the Colorado Rockies. And the top three tournament pitchers, number three, Trevor Rogers, number two, Alek Manoah, and number one, Carlos Carrasco.